miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
So I broke my midweek sober January.
Or did you?
Call midweeks. that's pretty much what it is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I don't drink. But I broke it yesterday. I was planning on breaking it anyway because I wanted to watch the inauguration special last night. It was pretty cool. Springsteen and the Foo Fighters and Bon Jovi and John Legend. I'll tell you what, I was driving home yesterday after work, and I'm not a big fan of the national anthem. You commie liberal. But Lady Gaga nailed it, and she didn't do it where she stretched out every note 5 minutes.
No, she was pretty faithful.
I mean, it was really, I was in the car listening to it on the way home on the news. And I actually heard that. I was still in the car the whole time. I heard J-Lo sing This Land Is Your Land. She nailed that, too. It's tough to follow Lady Gaga, but she has a great voice, too. But that was pretty cool. And then I ended up watching it because I DVR'd it all. You know, my wife wanted to see it. She was at school yesterday. So I DVR'd a lot of the inauguration, even though we're home early enough to see that. And it was pretty cool. I know that some of you are, that's what I'm looking for here. All right, I saw that a little bit on Facebook.
What struck me was I thought Biden's speech was, it seemed like it was short.
Yeah, it was.
And then I realized there were no applause breaks.
Like, yes.
if there'd been a massive crowd there.
Never thought about that.
That probably would have been 10 minutes longer just because of the applause breaks.
I never thought about that.
If someone else would have won, there would have been a massive crowd there.
Probably.
Maskless, too.
Guarantee you.
Yeah, well, he didn't, and he's done, and it's a new day. I mean, I don't care what you think. It's a new day, and we're moving forward. Stay in the past if you want to. Try to go back to the past like you did if you want to, but it's not going to happen. I always put my mind into it. I was trying to get to, because I know a lot, because first of all, I'm a middle-aged white man, and I know a lot of hardcore white dudes from my past and my present that really, really hate change. In fact, I just had to mute an old friend of mine on Facebook just during the break there that I grew up with. I said, I just can't see your crap anymore. So I just put my mind in their mind when I'm watching these kind of things where it's multicultural and just can hear them, you know, like the young black woman, the 22-year-old poet laureate. She was amazing. She was amazing. Hear her poem?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, she was really good.
Just Kamala Harris is going to freak people out. I had to mute a racist the other day that I grew up with. A bunch of racist jokes about her. I said, I'm just done with you people. I mean, life's too short.
No, that's fine. Hang on to that. We're
moving forward.
Yeah.
You stay back.
You're going to get lost in the dust.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, it is. So we're moving forward. Craig will be here a little later on. Dr. Mina is going to be here later on. I didn't see this, though. Biden inherited a non-existent COVID-19 vaccine plan from Trump. Of course he did. There was nothing.
No.
Can't we all agree on wanting to stay alive? Can we? Is that one thing we could cross the aisle with?
Isn't it better, though, wanting to stay alive
and getting vaccines?
Isn't it better he had no policy so, you know, Biden can just start from scratch?
Well, not
he
true.
He doesn't have to scrap everything and then start over
well,
with something.
Well, actually, I disagree with that because if he'd had any policy, we might not be where we're at now. You know, we might not have 400,000 dead if he'd done stuff a year ago, Todd.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I mean. That would have been his policy.
But
once the vaccine came out, nah, he wouldn't have.
If he had reacted well to that, I think he would still be president. I think he would have waltzed to a second term.
Oh, with the racists in this country, yeah.
Yeah,
well, but he didn't. I keep hearing that, but he didn't. And it's over, you know?
And I voted against him because, you know,
because he's
poor pandemic policy was number one on my list.
Oh, hold on. You voted against him because he's a liar.
Well, that
and you didn't vote for him last time. You didn't vote for 20. You knew he was a con man 5 years ago, Todd.
Yeah, but number one on my list was just dismal pandemic response.
400,000 dead. Including my dad. You watch somebody die over Zoom and don't take this stuff seriously.
And it's a shame. That
you do that. Please do that someday.
We had to wait till the night before.
Not you, I mean the audience.
The inauguration.
Right.
To get a little commemoration for those people.
Yeah. Pretty sad.
I thought that was a pretty moving ceremony.
I like that, too. Now, apparently, I don't flip around the TV much, but a friend of ours was flipping around when Springsteen sang Land of Hope and Dreams. Acoustically on the Lincoln Memorial. That was pretty cool. He started off the whole bit. And one of our friends in broadcasting, must have been flipping around. He's on our side politically. And he said that Fox was showing you Tanya Tucker, of all people, the drug-addled Tanya Tucker, bitching about Biden taking away your rights. Now, if you're listening to us now and watch Fox instead of Springsteen last night, Biden's not taking away your rights. But
Guns, was she worried about the guns?
I didn't. That's what she mentioned. I know.
Every Democrat who's ever taken office is taking away all the guns.
I did see that.
Except not.
Yeah. Except no.
Except not.
They never
not.
Have.
Except not.
But people still respond to that dog whistle for whatever damn reason.
Dr. Mina will be here. Craig Evans will be here. It's Thursday already, right?
Yeah.
It is.
Pretty
yeah.
cool. Good thing.
But it's still not Sunday.
Oh, yeah. What's Sunday?
It's the longest. You know, you get to this point of the season, waiting for your team to play.
Oh, yeah.
The weeks get very long.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, we're going through this week stress-free, at least in my instance.
I know.
And Tyler's instance. Yeah, don't care.
Especially that game, because, if you were playing anybody else, if you were playing the Saints, I'd be so into the Saints. But if you guys win that game, Brady's done, and that'll make me smile, too. It really will.
And it's not.
I'm not lying.
I'm not even, stressing yet. It's just anticipation. I'll stress when the game starts. Now it's just anticipation. Just let's go. Let's get there.
Yeah, Rodgers has to get a second sooner or later, because he hadn't got a second. You know, and careers don't last forever. He'll play 4 or 5 more years, but he might not play with them.
No.
You never know.
No, very possible.
I think he's still pissed at them, actually. And he should be, you know.
He's actually said much to the contrary all this season.
Now he has. I know he has. But it was known he was pissed in the beginning.
He said, but at this point he said, look, it's business. I'm not going to worry about it. So, you know, good
he's
on him.
He's having a great season.
He is. Right? They got a good team. Yeah. I don't want to admit it because I don't want to, you know.
Craig won't admit it. Don't worry about it. Craig will be the guy. We suck.
Well, he's always been good, but they've never had a good team around him.
Of course he's always been good.
But they're, you know, they're the deep, everything.
Sack. In the sack. He's not good in the sack.
No. All right. Apparently never has been.
No.
Because he never really tried.
Well,
it's because of the deal with the devil.
Well, there's no penis. You know, you have a penis. Yeah.
If you haven't watched the Tiger thing, and I won't spoil it all for you.
You can do it. I know a lot about his career. So.
Do they talk about the deal with the devil?
Yeah, because at one point they go to the, the 08, 09 U.S. Open, Torrey Pines, where he's hurting, and he beats Rocco Media in the playoffs.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
Okay, Rocco's got a one-off with the camera.
Right.
He says, the night before, I picked up the phone, and I called the devil, and I said, I got to play this guy, and he's the best in the world, and how am I going to beat him? What do I got to do? Oh, you're playing Tiger? Yeah, well, I've had him since he's 3.
Oh, that was Rocco's?
Yeah.
I remember that guy being funny, man.
Yeah.
He's funny. All right, I don't remember that quote. I don't remember him saying that, but that's cool. I remember that really well.
I don't think he ever said that.
Oh, he didn't.
To anybody except the...
this documentary.
Right.
Oh, I got it. That's probably why. I haven't heard that.
In the documentary. Yeah, they pull a lot of his friends and a lot of his mistresses aside, and they get the one-off with the camera.
Oh, I gotta watch this. This is HBO Max, right?
Right. Okay. Well, no,
it's on HBO.
Regular HBO. I can DVR that.
Regular HBO is running it now. It's just easier to find for me on HBO Max.
I will watch it, then. I forgot about that.
Because it's running, you know, it's not on the tertiary HBO channels. It's still on the main HBO channel and runs a lot.
That's unusual. Not make me pay for it, you know. Although HBO Max is a streaming service, you get it. If HBO anyway, I get it. Yeah, I don't understand why I was on the stream. I got everything except for I pretty much have everything now.
You have everything.
So
my
bill is $800.
You have everything, and you have no idea how to find anything.
No. No, I know how to find Hulu and
it's up there somewhere.
Hulu and Netflix, and I saw HBO Max is on that in that Roku area, which I never thought. I thought it was going to be on HBO. I looked for at least a week on regular HBO channels for HBO Max.
Nope.
Nope. All right.
You need to call Todd's grandkid over to help you out with that.
Oh, he can just.
I know how to do
it. I can do that.
I
know how to download the HBO Max app.
So could the 2-year-old.
I did that with Hulu, and I did that with all that crap. All right. Craig Evans, Nick Allen, our friend Dr. Mina will phone the program. She's fully inoculated now, so.
Oh, she's
immortal. The second one.
She's immortal right now, so good for her. All right.
How long is Nick got to wait for his next one?
He's scheduled a month.
The day after the Super Bowl.
A month would be the day after the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Right. But we had a nice long email. Somebody who works in the medical field got their shot, and they drank around their second shot, and they're fine. Right. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So Nick can drink the night before. If the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, Nick can get hammered.
That quitting drinking is overrated.
Yeah, totally overrated. Yeah, overweighted.
Overweighted.
That too.
Once again, I messed up my sober midweek January. Yeah. Last night. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.